Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappins, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on ye old Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Game Brain podcast and The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. And joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hello, Bean.
Happy Labor Day.
Thank you. Happy Labor Day to you.
Thank you.
Our laborious Labor Day. What the hell? I mean, normally, if we weren't doing this, I'd be outside with my shirt off, swimming at the lake. Just kidding. Thank God I'm saved from all that. I was invited to a pool party, so thank God for this.
I'm actually going to go to a socially distant barbecue with like four other people. It's like my crew. So it's like six. And I'm going to wear my mask the entire time. But it's going to be like six of us. And I had to tell them, I was like, well, I won't be there on time because, I've got a podcast. And I'm actually happy because it's like 145 degrees in Los Angeles right now. And this is in the valley. And on top of that, there's forest fires. So the air is brown. So like, honestly, the idea of like driving to the valley to sit in crazy heat and this situation, like, I'm okay to actually put that off for a few hours.
God, we're just basically keeping on during the apocalypse. Like, the whole world is like full on burning down. There's a pandemic. Let's just keep on a laughing, buddy.
I know. Well, the one thing that keeps on going is Bravo, it seems like, and Real Housewives of Potomac. But before we get into that, just a reminder that you should be wearing a mask, despite what certain Bravo celebrities might be babbling about.
Who are you talking about? Who are you referring to?
Walking through, putting on a mask to walk through a restaurant for 10 feet and then taking off again is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I've done a lot of dumb things.
Actually, it's not stupid because if you're inside, it's not healthy. We're in a pandemic. Okay. So go to watchercrappins.com or crappinsmerch.com and buy yourself a mask to wear. So that way you can socially distance safely. Yes. Go do that. It's really, really important.
And also, go check out our friend Kim. She has a Etsy store, and she does really fun stuff. She's made us a bunch of stuff when she comes to see shows and stuff. Like, really, she can do whatever you want, really, but she's made us games. I mean, she does really cool stuff.
Very inventive. She makes us a lot of candy bars, like chocolate bars with like our pictures, our faces on them.
Yeah, she can do a custom candy bar, okay? She did like a little Bueller in the bathtub, Real House Dogs of West Hollywood. I mean, so cute. So you can find her stuff at roughstuffgifts.com, ruffstuffgifts.com. So go check out Kim. Support your Kim, okay? And today we have Real Housewives of Potomac.
Another year, another controversy with Michael Darby. Can't wait to get into it.
Michael Darby. I'm so sorry. I just went to tuck the boys out to MGM and got my finger up somebody's bum. Sorry about that.
Well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. You've seen the picture. I'm in the Blue Man group. What can I say? I love Tobias Funke from Arrested Development.
Amazing that Michael Darby can even look creepier. Just put him in blue light.
Blue Man Group just canceled. They're just like, after 25 years, we've decided that our brand has been ruined, and we are finally speaking out and saying we're done.
Yeah, and that picture they show of him, I mean, it really does look like he's in CSI being investigated by Mark Hellenberger.
Like he actually volunteered to be blacklit. Would you like to see all the stains that I have on me? Here, I can explain. That one right there, that's where Dino spat up on me. This one here, some coffee I spilled. And on that one, that's just my slamming. What can I say? I'm a man. People just don't get
jokes. I'd let Mark Hellenberger investigate my DNA any day of the week.
Coffee and CSI.
is what I need in my relationship.
God, yeah, that song. Okay, so today Monique is doing the previously. She's like, previously, ding dong, I invited all the ladies to my lake house, even Candace and her friend Wendy, too, because we really hit it off, because we have guests for, wait for it, wait for it, babies, we have babies.
Yeah. Yeah, we really hit it off. You're on the same show, just announced. It's fine, we get it. So yeah, she does the whole sort of Southern Charm intro where she narrates the whole story, which is what Potomac is doing this year. And also, I sent Ronnie a very excited text because, you know, I like music just like the next person, but I don't really know music on a deep level. And then the Potomac music was playing, and I was like, Ronnie loves the Potomac music. And I was sitting with my boyfriend watching, and, you know, he is a choreographer, so he knows music, okay? And also his family is in that region. And so I was like, Ronnie loves this music. Does this beat have a certain name? And he goes, it's Go-Go. And I was like, oh, I've heard of Go-Go. Go-Go is like the DC beat. So there you go, everyone. If you've been sitting here being like, when will they acknowledge that the beat that Ronnie loves is Go-Go? We are acknowledging it right now.
There you go. Go-Go.
Go-Go. Okay.
So today I was having trouble because we opened up with a fight and I'm a very sensitive person. Just kidding. They were just talking over each other and talking so fast. And so I turned on the closed captioning. I don't know why I haven't been doing this for years. It made the best show ever. just seeing how the poor closed caption person deals with housewives fights was cracking me up. So it starts with, don't do it. 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 Wendy just saying, don't do it, over and over. And then Ashley screaming over at her, come with the wind, come with the wind. So I was trying to keep it, you know, like, what am I watching here? And so I turned on closed captioning and it just says, echoing conversation.
It's a good way to sum it up.
Yeah.
There were some Nike executives that were very triggered by Wendy at that moment. Don't do it. Don't do it. They're like, no.
No. Puma has totally infiltrated this show.
Yeah. So Wendy's like, I am female because there's all this talk about, it's like what we saw, you know, like you don't have female friends. And so she's like, I am female, so shut up. And Ashley is like, Wendy, shut the hell up. And that's when she starts doing her Gone with the Wind.
That was a personal attack. That was a personal attack. That was a personal attack. She's a repeater, Wendy.
She is a little bit of a repeater.
She's just going to do a repeating. You know, it's not a bad tactic, okay? We've seen it a lot on Housewives, where you just repeat the same thing very loudly until you can just say, I win.
Yeah, and what Wendy has going for her is that she can repeat. She can repeat and then, if all else fails, she can just say, I have 4 degrees. I have 4 degrees. I will repeat for every degree that I have. Okay, I'm going to say this 4 times. 4 degrees.
Yeah, she does. She lists it every single time. It's like, okay, Wikipedia. So, come with the wind, Wendy. And she's like, people like you do not call me Wendy. People like you call me Dr. Wendy. And she's like, please walk out as quickly as you walked in. Oh, let me call you a car. And so Ashley picks up her phone and starts pretending to talk. She's like, can I get a car for a crazy person? And Karen's like, I'm trying to figure out what planet Wendy is from. You say I'm crazy. Your ass is whack.
Whack. And then we see Candace. She now has a fork and she's singing, we're moving on. It's like, oh, I forgot about this side of Candace. I got so used to the paper towel eye blot that I forgot that she actually likes to sing into any sort of microphone thing for any sort of occasion.
Yeah, she's the Luann of this show.
She really is.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, you know, when you reach icon status, you have a lot of imitators, like that girl from Potomac.
So Wendy is mocking Ashley on the phone, and she's like, oh, you can't call your car because your phone is disconnected, Brokey.
Yeah.
And Giselle's like, oh, Brokey? What?
And Ashley's like, that's stupid, Wendy. That's stupid. And Wendy's like, she goes, I have 4 degrees. I'm not stupid. I'm not stupid. I have 4 degrees.
And Monique tells us, listen, we've already got a Candace, okay? Someone who doesn't know how to control their mouth. We do not need 2 of that energy. I'm like, foreshadowing. for when Monique almost kicks the crap out of Candace.
Or does kick the crap out of Candace. So then Wendy, like, just goes, "You're a bug. You're a bug. Go away." And she flicks her fingers, like she's flicking, like, a little mosquito out of the way. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. I was like, ooh. Wendy brought some finger action, some unexpected finger action to the show. A little flick.
Yeah. And this is what offends Robin, the bug comment. She's like, "Wendy! Wendy! A bug? Wendy!
Wendy!
Wendy!" Now she's like, "Well, don't get upset when I say you're aggressive when you flick ladybugs at me." She's like, "You told me I was stupid three times now. You told me I was stupid three times now. You told me I was stupid three times now."
That's one less time than number of degrees that I have. And if you can't do math, that's four. I don't have a math degree, but if I did, I would have five.
Yeah. And Robin's like, "No, no, no. She said your dig at her was stupid, not that you're stupid." She's like, "Okay, I got you." And then when I said my retort was, she's like, "But you said something about money and her husband's rich." So she's like, "Well, my husband's rich too, okay? So it wasn't stupid what I said."
Yeah.
And then everyone's just laughing at her because she's like a 3-year-old who's decided that they're going to be bad no matter what.
Yeah, she's just drunk and angry. And she's probably like, "I can't believe I drove 5 hours away from my child to be in this humid ass swamp right now with crazy, you know, blue mustard and burgundy walls and old Ashley furniture. And on top of that, an actual Ashley. Like, I am pissed and I will just be bad right now."
Yeah. So she's like, "Well, my husband's rich too, okay? It wasn't stupid." And everyone's cracking up. And Wendy tells us, "Listen, I didn't say Michael was broke. I said Ashley was broke. Her booty hole is broken." "Her booty hole is broken. So you're broke times two. You broke broke."
And so Karen goes, "You're new to the group and you don't know what work we've put in. And I don't think I've called any of you guys bitches in 5 years. That's low. I would never, ever, ever call anyone here a bitch." And then, like, on cue, it's like 2 years ago, "Robin, you're the dizziest bitch I know."
"Oh, bitch. What?
Security, get these bitches out of my event."
"That's not cool." "That's not cool." Robin's like, "Okay, we just have to move forward. We have ice cream to eat."
"I got rainbow sherbet."
So Wendy's like, she's like, "I don't want to bring the drama, so it's done. That's it. It's done. It's done." She likes saying that too. "It's done. It's done."
Yeah. And Ashley's like, "Monique, I'm so sorry about this." And she tells us, you know, Ashley pulls out her victim card too, whenever, as much as she can. And she does it a few times in this episode, and it cracks me up. She's like, "If you are a woman who is another mother, please just support me. Don't start yelling at me for doing something I need to do for the health of me and my son. Thank you."
I feel like there are probably several mothers who are like, "Yes, I agree. I got your back." But I also feel like there's like a very sizable, if not equal size, maybe larger size. It's like, "Oh, shut the fuck up, Ashley. Like, we all do this. You're okay. You're not, you'll be fine."
Yeah. And then Giselle's like, "Well, Wendy, the chef has something to say. Round of applause for the chef. Round of applause for the chef." And basically, he's like, "Thanks."
Yeah, he's like, "Thanks." "Well, I think that the chef would like a round of applause, too. You killed it. You killed it. You've served all this wonderful food for this table of bitches," which is a word I haven't said in probably 10 years.
"I loved your bitch cream, chef. Thank you very much. Delicious desserts.
Here, to say thank you, I got you an honorary signed CD, was signed by me on behalf of whoever sang that song. Bitch, here it is. You're a bitch, you're a chef. You serve bitch food to us guests. Thank you.
Alanis Bitchesette. Thank you, chef."
Tori Bitchamos.
So dinner's over, and Robin and Giselle use their cell phone camera to walk through the woods. And then Robin's calling Juan, and, you know, it's back to, like, the little things the ladies are doing on their own. So Wendy and Candace go put on their nightcaps. Yeah. And Wendy's like, "Let's talk. Put your cap on." So they do. And she's like, "Okay, well, I did it. I held my ground. They said apologize. And I said, fuck you. I'm not apologizing. I will not apologize." So, yeah, she's having her little after my first fight kiki. That's nice that she has someone to celebrate with. That's a big deal in Housewives land.
It is. And, you know, the truth is that in a normal situation, Wendy should have apologized at that dinner when she acknowledged that her delivery was off or everything was off, but she still wouldn't apologize. And in a normal situation, you would expect her to. But the truth is, on a Real Housewives show, especially if you're new, if you apologize, like the moment your behavior is thrown in your face, that is often perceived as weakness, and then they will attack you the rest of the season. So she has to sort of be a little ridiculous and irrational for a night and then do the apology the next day, because it's her way of saying, even though I may be totally in the wrong, if you try to fuck with me, you're going to get all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a posturing thing. It's not how I would live my life, but it's sort of how you have to like mark your territory on these shows.
Yeah, on a Housewives show, you're thrown into the lion's den. So you just scream and yell and, you know, make everybody afraid. It's like when people are beating you up at school and your dad's like, hey, Ronnie, punch them. You know, mm-hmm. if you punch a bully, then they're never going to bother you again. So then the next day, the bully's not really bothering you, but then you punch him anyway. And then you look like the asshole in the principal's office. And then you have to take your class picture with a big split lip.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone that happened to anyone. Yeah, no, it's like, you know,
thank God I don't know anything about
thank God you don't even have that experience. I know.
Yeah,
but the truth is that like if Wendy had apologized at that moment, then I think they would have kept poking at her and like trying to get a rise at her and making her apologize over and over again. And then at the reunion, she says, well, you know, these women are so awful to me and they keep on attacking me and I apologize and it's like never good enough. And then you know what they will all say? And tell me if this sounds familiar. Well, this is a very tough group. It's a tough group. And, you know, it's hard. You just have to like really stand up for yourself.
You have to have thick skin in this group.
Yeah.
So then Wendy gets her, you know, monologue, and she's like, you know what? The ladies are disregarding me and they're disrespecting me, how I feel about my daughter. My daughter came early and she was in the NICU. So you don't get to tell me how I feel. And then they cut to a picture of her when she was going through all the, and it's serious stuff that she went through with her daughter. Mm-hmm. I was just cracking up at it because the picture of her is like glam squatted out holding this little baby.
Yeah.
She's got like a beautiful face of makeup and her hair done. And I was like, oh, you need to get a worse picture just while you tell this story.
Yeah, you know? Just for this story, you need to look like a little more like despondent.
Yeah,
and not like you were just like
it's just perfect. So Housewives, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So you know, and Candace is like, she tells us like, it's probably not the best juju to call someone a fake ass bitch that you just met yesterday, but I want Wendy to feel welcomed and not have her run screaming into the damn Potomac. And she's wearing a wig. Let's be respectful.
Yeah. So, yeah, Candace is kind of cringing. She's like, well, maybe you could have said it differently, but I don't know. And she's like, well, tomorrow's a new day, so continue to let us know who you are. That's what you need to do. And she's like, okay, I got you. And then Candace is like, okay, now let's go to bed. I need to keep these edges covered.
Yeah. So it's the next morning, and Monique is in her bathroom, and she's talking to Chris on the phone, like on speaker, but she also has T'Challa there, and she's talking to T'Challa and being like, are you going to eat today? You going to eat? He's been throwing up. You've been throwing up, haven't you? And you just hear Chris on the phone go,
Monique, you know I don't really care about the bird like that, right? I'd rather hear about Ashley and Wendy than T'Challa, you know?
And then Ashley's with the baby and the nanny, and then Giselle and Robin are jumping on beds.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wacky episode, guys.
Wacky. It's really super wacky. Karen Spring, fragrance, La Dame. Got to make sure all the mosquitoes know about the new scent in town.
Listen, any mosquitoes on my ankle have another thing come. They're all going to fall in love with me.
All those mosquitoes will say, hey, did you hear about that really elegant blood over there? You got to get some of this. I have the most mosquito bites here, and that's all because of La Dame, most desirable blood in the Potomac region.
And then Medea comes in. Morning, 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 morning. Have I said that yet? Morning. And it's breakfast time.
Yeah, everyone's wearing robes that Monique has given them from something called the Socialite Collection, which I tried to look it up because I was like, who is pushing this Socialite Collection that I am now continuing to push here on the podcast? But I didn't get to the bottom of it, but I just want to point out that it annoyed me. Just okay. Letting everyone know. I just like everyone knowing what my triggers are.
Yeah, someone's selling something. But badly.
Yeah.
Bad branding on a Housewives show.
Well, meaning like they're just trying to make it look like, oh, they just got these robes. But I'm like, no, this was some funny business going on here with these robes, and I'm not going to let it pass.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Giselle's like, Monica, are you making pancakes? Ah? And she's like, well, I'm the pancake pro, so do not ever disrespect my pancake turned on its back. You better keep it up with the butter beautifully, just how it's served. And she's like, well, I'm just into how it tastes. Ah. Let's have a pancake off. Ah. This is a cook-off. I need to concentrate and focus.
Now, normally when Bravo shows do this, they usually are like a little star for content. And I'm always like rolling my eyes like, oh, God, it's another... You know, it's another stupid thing like this. I feel like we've seen this on so many shows. Like I'm remembering when Real Housewives of Atlanta went to Destin, Florida, and they were reined in, so they had to like come up with like little games inside their house, and it was just kind of like, So normally I'd be like, oh God, a pancake off. But I was surprised at how much I was invested in this from the very beginning.
Well, it had carbs in it.
Yeah,
it was a scene with carbs, which we can always get behind on this show.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Giselle, they start doing this pancake cook-off, and everyone's cracking up, and Giselle's like, I can't believe I went from F. Monique. I don't want your fake hugs. I don't need to see your silly face. I can't stand your stupid laugh to... I kind of like her right now.
Despite her terrible pancakes. So and Candace is just like watching, and she's like saying how she and Monique haven't really talked, and she's like, well, if the Lord put something together, sure. I will talk to her. I obey the Lord. But that's not even all the time do I do that.
Yeah. So where's Ashley, everybody? Well, she's in her room, and she's, you know, doing that thing where you talk to your baby like it gives a fuck. Like, you want to call Daddy? Let's call Daddy. He probably won't answer, but let's call Daddy. He had a big celebration last night. He closed a really big deal last night. Let's call Daddy.
Less talk, more pacifier. Give me that thing, you mother bitch.
Yeah. And then she has her like very sad Ashley moment where she's like, this is my first time to be away from Michael since I had Dean, but it's easier than I thought because I'm just used to not seeing Michael in the daytime. And then she looks down all sad.
Yeah.
It's like, God, welcome. That's your gift, not having to see Michael all day. God,
am I not good enough, mama? Wah, wah.
Pass me one of those breasts, if you will. That would be great, mother. Wah, wah.
Less iPhone, more booby time. Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
So then all of a sudden the camera goes crazy, and it goes 12 hours later. And it's like, and then it says 12 hours later, and then like the 12 hours later shatters into a million pieces.
Yes. Like, they're really leaning into the Real Housewives of Potomac is a blockbuster film. Look, the entire screen has just crashed.
They're like, look, we just spent $300 on a new effects suite for Final Cut, so we're going to use every single one. It's kind of like when you first got like a camcorder when you were a kid, and it had like things like fade in, fade out, so when you would make your home videos, like every scene would have like a fade out on it just because you could.
Yes, they're really loving their Apple suite of everything over there, because they use their dun 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 the violins, like mm-hmm. the GarageBand violins. Oh, I love this show.
Yeah, okay, I can't wait for them to use their old timey like sepia toned, you know, movie thing. Like they're gonna use that soon. Yeah, they're gonna like earthquake effects.
Or the one, yeah, they use the one where the TV's glitching a lot too on this.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, it's an old TV, and look, it's glitching out.
You know what they're gonna do? This is a classic from my childhood. The mirror. Where, like, the left side of the screen mirrors the right side, so you do these crazy shapes. I think that's coming soon.
So Monique is looking at her phone in this...
Or Candace.
Candace, I'm sorry. She's looking at her phone in this very, very scary broken screen scene. And she's reading a text, and she's kind of reading over the text because she's not sure if the cameramen are getting it all, you know? So the text says, my girl is a bartender at the strip club, and I came to see her. Child, he was in there... to several strippers. He was talking about how he got a boyfriend and a wife. 8 shrug emojis.
It's like, tons of shrug emojis. Like, I don't know.
It's like so many shrugs.
And then the next text is, your girl baby daddy was out at the strip club last night, and then there's the photo of Michael in the blue light. Here I am, just coated in blue, just a blue Aussie, just trying to, just with a bunch of guys who understand the joke at last, patting asses.
La 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 la. La 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 la, I love your buttocks. La 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 la, and your penis.
Does it count as a boyfriend and a wife if we're all part of one gentle community of Smiths? Smurfette was sort of everyone's wife, was she not?
Mm, oh god, poor Smurfette. Jeez, I feel so sorry for her every time I see her on TV. Like, poor Smurfette having to deal with all of this her entire life. Having to deal with that
awful incel Brainy Smurf. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, Brainy Smurf was the worst.
Yeah, he was the worst. Like, if I had to sit through another scene of him getting fucking kicked out of that town and landing on, like, a rock outside, and then he comes back for more, have some self-respect, Brainy. Go move somewhere else.
And if you're so smart, why do you live in a mushroom?
I mean, for crying out loud. You know what this little Smurf town needs? Some Cabba fucking Ray, am I right? Happy birthday to Brainy.
La 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 la.
Line. Well, things have been rough. I've had a rough year, but guess what, everyone? I'm getting married. His name is Gargamel, and he has a penthouse. Haven't quite gotten along with Azrael, but you know, there's time to smooth things over.
Please tell me it's not about Gargamel.
It's about Gargamel.
Oh God, Skinny Smurf.
So Candace is like, oh no, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And then it cuts back to Ashley going, I don't know how mommy's supposed to function today, but we'll figure it out.
Oh, the trials of Ashley. So then we come back to the present, and Eve, who is like the not nanny, but is a nanny, is taking Dean for a walk, and it's back to pancake thing. And so Giselle's pancakes come out first. And they are definitely misshapen, but I liked the color on them. I liked the color, and they looked delicious to me. I was already kind of leaning towards Giselle after the first batch there.
Well, I'm working really hard at developing a healthy eating plan, so I looked at both of them like they were Satan, and I wasn't gonna. Ooh. I hated them both because they were both terrible for me and could lead to diabetes too. That's how I judge both of your pancakes.
I wish I had that outlook, but instead I just was like, I want pancakes. Like, I would have made pancakes.
No, I don't have that outlook. I'm totally faking it. My stomach is growling right now while we're talking about pancakes.
No. Fake it till you make it, Ronnie. Fake it till you make it. So I will say Monique's, her shape was great. They were perfect circles, but the color was terrible. They were so pale. Those were not right. Not only were they pale, here's the other thing. So I'm not a great pancake maker, but I'm getting better and better. And I'm starting to recognize some areas where I've gone wrong. And I don't know if you saw this, but Monique's pancakes, they all were, the ones that did have color had a ring around the edges, right? And then it's sort of like, and then it's sort of like pale, and then it's like dark again in the middle, you know? Has that happened with your pancakes? Right? That, I mean, so actually what that means is I don't think you have enough fat because it's not coating properly, I think. Because the best kind of pancake is when it's in like an even tan all the way across. And when you get the circles.
Seriously, my stomach is about to eat my liver. How bad my stomach is growling. We have to stop. I have to
get this out because it's been in me. This is the poison in me. Because I have to get it out, because if I don't, I'm going to have to make myself a pancake. And the point is this. The point is this, okay? Her pancakes had perfect circles, but she did not have enough fat in the pan, which is probably why hers did not taste amazing. And then when Giselle said it tasted like olive oil, it meant that she was trying to be healthy with her pancake. And I'm sorry, once you've gone down the pancake route, it's never going to be healthy. So just commit to it tasting good. Yeah, stop trying
to make pancakes healthy, okay? God.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't need to be a healthy version. My sister brought over cauliflower rice. Like, fuck off with your cauliflower rice.
I actually don't mind cauliflower rice.
Okay, you know what? Stop fucking with me today.
No, I like cauliflower rice with Indian food because I feel like the flavor of the cauliflower works well with Indian food. But I don't think cauliflower rice works for every occasion, though. I will say that.
Yeah, guess what? It was Indian food that I made. Thank you very much. I made a curry, and guess what? guess what it tastes like? Cauliflower, okay? It does not taste like rice. So stop calling it rice. It's not rice. Rice is bready and carby and delicious and makes you feel like a fish that's eaten too much food and is about to go belly up, okay? Like it needs a bigger bowl, okay? That's rice, not cauliflower.
Okay, that's rice. Also, right, the other thing is, I'm sorry, I have to dwell on this. The other thing is, now I honestly truly have no shade about, like, I have no disdain about making pancakes from a mix. Like, I think, like, Krusty's is an amazing pancake
mix. The only way to make a pancake is from a mix. I don't like homemade pancakes. I think those are bullshit.
I like them both. I think whatever type of pancake you get, you will get different experiences, and they all are good, right? Like, it's like pizza, right? Like, I would never, like, a frozen pizza can be just as delicious as they're just different types of pizzas. And they're always going to be good.
Who are you? How are we even friends?
I'm not saying it's not. I'm sorry. No, it's not as good, but it'll still be good, right? It'll still taste good, right? If you have a frozen piece of pizza, right? As opposed to certain things where they're frozen, like if you have frozen fried chicken, it's not going to be as good. Like, it's actually objectively bad, right? But like, all pizza is good, and I think that all pancakes are good. But that being said, I kind of feel like, if you're having a bake-off on who makes the best pancakes, I think it's sort of weird that you're both using a mix. Because then at that point, it's just kind of like who has their better timing and who knows how to put more oil in the pan.
Yeah, you know? But that is apparently a real contest because, look, they came out totally different.
For sure, but I'm just saying I feel like I would have a little bit more respect for this if they, like, both had their own recipes for the pancakes as opposed to just, like... And they do, because I'm sure they put in different, like... liquid and Giselle's had chocolate chips in them, etc. But still, I choose
Giselle because Giselle got me on my popover kick years ago when she made popovers for her kid. Yeah. But even that didn't make sense because she was making them in a pan. So I don't know if she was just making popover dough and making them like pancakes, but I did learn how to make popovers, and that began my enormous weight gain. So I'd like to say thank you, Giselle. You started me down this horrible path 3 years ago. Thank you.
Maybe I'll make pancakes for lunch. I mean, I don't care.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Okay. No more talk of pancakes.
But there still is more pancake contests coming up. So, okay. So they serve their pancakes. And they give Giselle, for presentation, she gets an 11 out of 25 because her all are misshapen. They look like my pancakes. I'm not going to lie. My pancakes look like that. But taste, she gets a 22 out of 25. And then Wendy goes... Because Wendy's like emceeing it, and she's like, and now we move on to competitor number two. And she like runs away because Monique enters with T'Challa on her shoulder.
He said, Mommy won. So for presentation, obviously Monique wins, but now it gets spicy. She only got a 16 for taste. So Giselle's tasted better, but eventually Monique wins because hers looked better and tasted decent. And Candace is like, these pancakes are a metaphor for character in both of these women. Giselle's pancakes were messy, but good on the inside. And Monique's were aesthetically pleasing, but they were giving nothing on the inside.
Well,
and I was like, yours is pretty good too. You did nothing and just sit there with a fork to keep your job. Okay.
Candace's pancakes would just be like a giant splatter because, like, clearly they were hit by a pocketbook at some point. So, by the way,
why does this pancake taste like purse leather?
Why does this pancake taste like it was purchased by someone's mother? So, did you notice, though, by the way, when they gave Monique a 16 out of 25, they did a close up on T'Challa who goes, lies!
So Monique wins. And then, let's see, what's next? Now it's time to go fishing.
Yes, time to go fishing. I had like about 30 more minutes of material about those pancakes, but I will gladly... Now I do feel bad, and out of respect for you, I will put them away and move on.
Oh, well, thanks. It's already done. It's like murder. It's like stabbing someone in the face and being like, but I'm sorry. My face is stabbed, okay?
I just liked Karen's assessment. Giselle's look like doo-doo. I mean, if it looks... Not that I've ever had doo-doo, but if I would have doo-doo, I'm sure it would taste like that. And I don't know if I like doo-doo, but I know that I like that doo-doo more than the pancakes. What am I trying to say here? The point is they're all bitches.
It tastes like doo-doo from a bitch. Bitch doo-doo. That's what it would taste like. So it's time to go fishing, and everyone's calling, like checking in with their husband. Robin checks in with the guys to see when they're coming, mm-hmm. and Chris calls Monique, and he's like,
"Well, I'm sorry about the cooking on the grill, but you know, if I'm cooking, then I won't have time to play golf or go on the boats or have fun or do vacation stuff. So I was thinking of getting some catering out there."
Yeah, she's like, "Fine." And by the way, there's like these three glasses of some sort of like milky substance, perhaps milk itself, but I'm not sure. But they were in front of Monique, and it kept on popping up in front of her the rest of the episode. And I'm like, I want to know what was in that strange like wine glass that was milky. But either way, she's like, "That's fine, it's fine." And she's pissed, and she's like, "I'm just gonna put all my emotions in a box on the shelf next to the Candace box, and at some point one of these boxes is gonna fall, and I'm gonna have a big mess to clean up. Probably after I take that box and try to slam that box into a table." Some point that's going to happen, I'm sure.
So Giselle and Wendy go for my kind of exercise. They walk extremely slowly.
Yeah. Okay?
They just go outside to walk so fucking slowly. Their hearts probably fell asleep. Like, that was some slow, slow-ass walking.
Wendy looked like a bottle of French's mustard. She was wearing this like bright yellow snakeskin Nike jumpsuit. And Giselle's like, "No, I like Wendy, okay? Wendy is my soror, okay? Wendy is smart, Wendy is someone who might go after someone like Ashley, which I appreciate, and also Karen hates her, so I like her. So I want to get to the bottom of this,
Yeah, she looks like a steering wheel that I can steer right into Karen.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Well, listen, after last night, I felt like maybe, you know, I really like you and I want to get to know you. But then last night happened and I thought, do I want to get to know Wendy? I don't want to feel that way. So I want to figure out what's going on." And Wendy's like, "Well, you know, here's what's going on. I don't feel like my child is of the age that she should be left by herself for this long. And then to see another baby there is a realization that, wow, my baby could have been here." And she's like, "Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not here to defend Ashley. We're all individuals. We mother differently. So let's just leave that alone. We're about to focus on Karen. So do you have anything else to get out?"
So here's what I have to say. And this is Giselle blatantly just trying to, like, it's not even a manipulation. Like, there's no finesse about this. She goes, "Well, you and Ashley have had no problems, no previous issues, and in my mind, your anger should have been directed towards Karen." I'm like, "Wait, what?" Karen did not bring a baby. Karen did not do anything to trigger Wendy whatsoever. But the fact she's like, "Yes, you should be angry at Karen about this because I want you to be angry at Karen." I was like, this is Ramona Singer. Like, that's why people compare Potomac to New York. They say it's really the true, like, whatever the word is, like, legacy or second coming of New York. It follows in the footsteps because there's just, like, blatant messiness that's so blatant you just have to love it. Like, that right there is hilarious. She's just like, "You should be mad at Karen just because I'm telling you to." Like, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah. And she's like, "Well, she's had plenty to say at Wendy. She says that you're a freelancer or a floozy freelancer, if that makes it worse. I mean, why waste your first housewives fight on such a trivial thing when you could be yelling at Karen?"
Yeah. And then we see a flashback of Karen saying, "Well, I would like to get to know Wendy. I've never met her before. I've never seen her before. It's nice that she made her debut here at this trip. And, you know, I just wonder if Wendy will. We can get past the fact that Wendy's had three babies and is a freelance correspondent for CNN.
And Wendy's like, "Freelancer, I'm a professor at Johns Hopkins University." Giselle goes, "I don't need your resume." And she's like, "Well, I have 4 degrees. And I was the first one that got a PhD in my field as a black woman. And she's questioning that."
Well, she wasn't questioning, she just said floozy freelancer. Let me just say that again, floozy freelancer. She says you're a floozy freelancer,
You might want to explain the freelancer thing to her. And she's like, "She can Google me."
Would that make her a floozy Googler? I don't know. I just want to remind that the key word here is floozy, floozy.
So then the other girls are on golf carts to go to canoes, and Giselle and Wendy walk over very slowly. And she's like, what is that, a canoe?
Is that is that for floozies? Because otherwise Wendy should be in that one, according to Karen.
Is that a floozy canoozy? So she's like, why are we doing this? Can we just get in the pool? Monique's like, no, we're going to fish. It's very peaceful. Here, let's take a little innocent worm who never did anything to anybody and split it down the middle.
And Karen's like, oh! what I like is actually when they walk over to the dock to get their bait on, Karen's like, all right, I'm going to fish from the dock. I'm fishing from the dock. I'm good to go. So let's get these worms and get it over with. All right. I'm here to look at the worms. And, oh, Ray, security, someone's beating up these worms.
And Wendy's like, this is like a circumcision. So they get their worms on the hooks, etc. And Candace and Robin go paddling out together, and they're of course a disaster. And it just keeps cutting back and forth between them being a disaster and bumping into pier poles. I don't know what you call them. Okay, I'm not a very sporty person.
Obstacles. And then
it cuts between that and Monique just being so happy on her boat, like, wow, thank you for this peacefulness, world.
Poor Robin. I feel like Robin has never been on a seafaring vessel that ever just went straight. I feel like that's just the curse of Robin, that if Robin gets onto a canoe, a rowboat, a cruise liner, it just drifts to the left. Got her.
So then on the dock, Ashley is fishing with Wendy and Ashley's fishing with herself. Giselle, I guess Giselle's sitting there, right? Is Giselle even here?
Yeah, Giselle and Karen are fishing, sort of. They just are basically sitting there with their stuff dangling in the water, which is fishing. And then Wendy and Ashley are there, too. And Wendy's like, so, Ashley, you know, last night, my delivery was not cool. And also, the use of the word bitch had no place in that conversation. I mean, I haven't even said it in 6 or 7 years. None of us have even said that word. Those stupid bitches.
Worm, you bitch worm. Stay on the hook, bitch worm.
How long is it going to take me to catch a stupid bitch from this lake anyway?
And Ashley's like, is that an apology? Oh, do I hear an I'm sorry there? And she's like, that's a Wendy owning her shit, okay? Like she owns PhDs. And Ashley's like, followed by. And Wendy's like, oh. She's trying to. She can't make herself just say sorry. So Ashley's like, okay, come on, snakeskin. Okay, I'll start. I'm sorry that I was going on like that with my behavior. And Wendy's like, well, thank you for apologizing first. I apologize for using the word bitch, and that's all.
Yeah. So then Karen turns to Giselle's like, okay, are you ready? Let's get out. Let's get away from these bitches. Am I right? And Giselle's like, no. I just want to wait a few seconds to make sure they're really okay. And maybe give an opportunity maybe for Wendy to get mad at you, Karen. So let's just hang out a little bit longer. I was like, I know what you're doing there, Giselle. You want Wendy to pop off on her.
Yeah. So Ashley asks, is there something else going on? Because that was a lot. And Wendy's like, well, you know, my husband sent me a text of my daughter, and even talking about her, I miss her so much. And they're like, oh my God, we have babies. Why are we being so mean to each other? We both have babies. It's like two ladies who have a gather sign. They can't hate each other. Come on.
They must gather.
So Karen's like, Wendy has confused me this trip. That was a quick swing from I'm gonna fuck you up to please forgive me. That's crazy. I mean, what a way to make a first impression. Me meeting her the first time on that pontoon in the lake, and she's already apologizing for something.
And Wendy says, well, look, for me, my third baby is not different from my first baby, okay? I still feel the same pain with the third baby. And now she's like, oh, I'm not taking anything away from that. It's just that I had the chance to bring Dean, and I'm going through postpartum depression, and it's really hard to get through it. And she's like, okay, well, that's real, because I feel like I've lost myself, too. So, you know, to that I say, I have no idea how to deal with it. Good luck. And she's like, we'll do this together. So then, aw, they're friends now. See, that's all you had to do. If ever you're going to be in a fight with somebody, all you need to say is, I have a baby.
Yeah.
And if they have a baby, then you can be friends.
We all know that. That's a great lesson to be taught. And then Karen tries to cast her line. She's like, okay, I'm going to try to catch one more bitch out of this pond. And so she tries to catch her line. And then she's like, where is it? Where's my fish? She's like, it's on your chair, Ra. So Karen caught her chair.
Oh, so now they're back home, and Wendy is singing a pumping song because she's pumping. She's like, all I do is pump. My whole life is pump. And Monique is doing a photo shoot for Instagram with her bird.
Yes, of course. Giselle's trying to call Jamal, but can't get through. I guess no one really wants to get onto the Wi-Fi. I don't understand what's happening. And then Michael FaceTimes with Dean. Hi there, Dino. How was your evening? Did you have a similar evening to me where you just stayed in and were a very, very boring person, not doing anything, not seeing strippers or talking about wives and boyfriends? Is that what your night was, Dino?
Well, hello, Papa. I have not had any lap dances, but I did perform a lap set where I sat on Mother's lap and drank some milk.
Well, Father, it looks like you're not the only one who had a titty in his mouth. If you get my point.
But I'm too, Father.
So, oh, then a producer asks Ashley, do you think Michael likes being placed second in your life? And she's like, he hates it. Well, now he knows how it feels.
So Ashley's like, have you had dinner? And he's like, oh, I've had dinner with my retail guys. You know, there was the Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic. I prefer to have retail friends in the same family. So there was that. They were all on the same credit card, if you will. And I drank a bit, so I'm a bit worse for the wear.
Yeah, we went out last night to a strip mall. We went to a strip mall and ate food at a restaurant. It was delicious.
And she's like, well, I'm pumping, so take care, you know, I'm gonna take care. And he's like, all right there, well, I miss you and love you, and here's a $20 for your ass crack. I'm sorry. I meant, I'll talk to you later, let's get cracking.
Yeah, let's get cracking. So then Karen's on the phone with Ray, and she's like, hi, Ray, miss me much, like John Jackson, miss you much. And he's like, hi.
She's like, oh, why aren't you excited when I call anymore, Ray? Ray is saying, you don't do this, you don't do that for me, and you don't do this, you don't do that. Well, I've done nothing but soldier on for this man, and I need him to soldier on for me.
I'm going to go play golf.
What did Ray do? For Christ's sake, Ray's just sitting there in his sweet little golf hat. He just said hi. Like, what do you want him to say?
You should be so happy that he knows how to answer a FaceTime.
I know, and he's holding the camera right to his face instead of, like, holding it way below.
Do you know how many times she's probably FaceTimed him over the past 3 months and he's picked up a saucepan and put it to his ear and said, hello?
That's why he's mad. He just keeps answering things in the kitchen and she's not there. Why does she just keep calling me and hanging up?
So now the ladies go to a pool, go to the pool that's outside, as opposed to the non-existent indoor pool. And they're just, like, hanging out, and Candace is like, you know what, you and you and you and you, you are all examples of the kind of mom that I would be, okay? You're not, like, all about the kids. You're not crazy. You know, you're about yourself, okay? You throw knives, you sing songs, you hate your mother. That's the kind of mom I want to be.
So, yeah, it takes the pressure off. I mean, I don't have to be perfect or even a good mother. I mean, look at you guys. And she says, there's so many things that can go wrong. And Giselle's like, well, it is going to go wrong. And it will be fine.
Look at
after.
You. Look at you.
The embodiment of going wrong.
Right? Yeah. And so Candace is sort of spooked out because she's, you know, she's seeing Ashley, who's happy but struggling. And it's just making her a little nervous. And but that, so just no one really cares what Candace has to say about motherhood, to be honest.
Certainly don't. I'm like, oh, wow, you're fake. I'm scared of motherhood story. You're going to need something else.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then Monique comes in with some pizza and they're like, Karen's like, oh, Monique, thank God. We're starving. We're talking about eating your bird, to be honest.
So then they go inside and just eat pizza, and they just basically stare at each other. They're so bored at this point of the trip. Just so bored of each other.
They're in this awful, like, burgundy room with, like, Chris's sports memorabilia at this brown bar from 1986, just eating pizza. There's those weird tall wine glasses full of milk, and they just have nothing to say.
Yeah, they're so bored. So Giselle comes up with a game. She's like, let's have a Lady of the Lake competition.
Yeah, so they're gonna have a pageant off between Candace and Ashley, our two pageant, our true beauty queens. So we see all the stats. First we see Candace Dillard, Miss United States 2013. Talents include singing, cutlery tossing, and she came from Jesus.
What did Ashley say?
Miss DC 2011, talent, pot stirrer, loves older men and yoga. Not as good as the Candace one.
I didn't even write it down. I was like, I'm tired. So yeah. Then Giselle starts, first they have the walk-offs, and of course Candace walks just how you think she would. It's like, bounce, 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 bounce. And Ashley walks like you would think she would, like really sexily and winky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so then they have a question round, and Giselle is horrid, of course. She's like, so, Candace, how do you feel about being so short?
And it zooms in on T'Challa, who goes, you trick.
She's like, well, being vertically challenged is a blessing because it's taught me the benefits of reaching high for my dreams. And as the next woman of the lake, I will teach all the girls to love the skin that they are in, even when it has Louis Vuitton imprints on it from being hit in the face by their mother.
Ashley, how do you feel about having a larger forehead than most? And everyone's like, oh my God. And Karen goes, Giselle, you know better. Anybody talking about your stovepipe leg? I don't even know what that means, but
I'm going to look it up.
Cracked stovepipe.
She's, of course, like, ass.
She's like sipping out of her Diet Coke with a straw. Stovepipe leg.
So I guess she's just calling her like a thick leg, because a stovepipe is just, it's like those old wood burning stoves that sit in a living room like a fireplace. So it's just the big ass pipe. So Ashley's like, well, thank you. In many cultures, a large forehead is a symbol of beauty and intelligence, both of which I have. And furthermore, I would like to compliment Candace on her height, because good things come in small packages. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So then they go into the talent competition, and Ashley sort of twerks. She does, like, undulates, maybe. And Karen's like, I didn't think you could twerk with a torn booty hole.
And guess what Candace does?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Doing a duet.
Happy birthday to you.
I need that to stop. And yeah. Ashley's like, well, to me, the talent needs to be entertaining and original. And obviously, the birthday song is one that Candace has sang on many occasions. And then we get clips of Candace just always singing Happy Birthday.
It's crazy that this is something that we are seeing on two different shows at the same time. like an addiction to singing the Happy Birthday song.
It really is. It's funny when Bravo storylines just keep crossing over like that.
Yeah. You know, there was like a South Park once had a really famous episode where Simpsons did it, where it's like, whatever it was, whatever storyline you thought you came up with, the Simpsons did it first. Whatever happened in real life, the Simpsons did it first. I think this is one of the cases where we can say, Roni did it. Roni did it first. The happy birthday. Like, the person who can't stop singing happy birthday. Or actually, if you look at the tape, it might actually be
Potomac. I think it's this show.
It might have actually been Candace.
Yeah, Candace started.
But the point is that the Real Housewives did it. The Real Housewives did it.
Yeah. The Real Housewives wrote Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
So Giselle's like, Giselle announces the winner, and it's Ashley. I mean, it's Candace. The first runner up is Ashley. So Candace wins. And Ashley's like, well, I'm just happy she won a crown. Probably on board with the last one she won.
That's
a shady.
Now they're getting ready for dinner, and Robin is getting ready in some bathroom, and I don't know if you saw those strange drapes. Did you see the drapes? Please tell me you saw the drapes.
No.
They were just like peach and white stripes, but like these big, chunky, almost nautical look, but it was peach. I mean, everything about this guest house is like, or both houses, just, it's rough. This is Bravo, okay? This is not TLC. Okay, we need to have appropriate interior design.
Well, we know it's a very important getting ready section because we're in Letterbox again. It's a big budget movie. So everyone's getting ready and putting on makeup. And Robin's like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. And then Ashley's kissing her baby. And everything's just perfect in Housewives land. And then Monique is getting texts. What? Your girl's baby daddy was out last night at a strip club. He was there with several strippers, boyfriend and a wife. This is not Lisa Vanderpump at all.
Lisa Vanderpump is there in like a trench coat and a hat taking pictures. My new job is taking photos of other people. So it's Michael in that blue photo, that creepy ass blue photo. Of course, Michael has the creepiest, like, blue, you know, I don't know what you call the incriminating photo. So Candace is like, oh my God, we're going to blur out the person's name, right? Okay. Well, this woman is a very good friend of mine, and she works at an establishment where she has a friend, and that friend works at a strip club. I witnessed Michael asking random women to go back to the hotel with him. Oh God, I don't want to do this.
How does Candace always get this information? Didn't she get this information last time?
I can't remember.
Isn't it always Candace who's coming out about this information?
What was the last time? I just can't even remember. Was it about the groping? No, that was Monique with the groping, wasn't it?
Oh, Monique had the footage, but she got rid of the footage, or the footage erased itself or something.
Something like that.
Didn't have Candace have something against Ashley? I don't remember. Something about the husband cheating or something. I don't remember. So anyway, she's like...
It's every single season.
Yeah, she's telling the cameraman, we cannot show the person's name while I drag Michael through the mud for another season, okay? Michael signed up for this. That lady didn't. So the music's like super horror music. It's like... that noise it makes, and she goes over to Giselle's and she's like, I ran all the way over here. It's like, no, you didn't. Stop it. You're wearing like stilettos.
I know. So she tells Giselle, and Giselle's face is like, okay, yeah. Love this, no, four times like, the charm with Michael Darby, yeah.
Make sure to read that out loud, verbatim.
Yeah. She's like, I pray to God that this is all a lie. This is an exaggeration. I mean, Ashley's been gone for 7 minutes. She just left. I'm like, you can get a lot done in 7 minutes, okay?
Yeah, no kidding. We're men. We know how much can be done in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I need. So Candace is like, well, I thought, well, maybe it's someone else, and maybe it's not her husband at all. And then the pic came through. Law, law, la, 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 la. Law, la, 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 la. All right, let's process this. You and Ashley just became friends. And she's like, exactly. I cannot have this, but I can't let her not know.
Yeah, I can't. I just can't let her not know. So she's going to tell her tonight. She's going to do it tonight. So these women, they're all dressed up, and they all hop in the cars. They all head to a crab shack.
What better place to tell your friend that their husband is being promiscuous than over a plate of crabs?
Yeah, exactly. They are so dressed up. They should be in shorts and t-shirts. They should have, like, not even regular t-shirts. T-shirts that they got from a gas station or whatever. Like, they are, like... Everyone is just staring at them for probably many, many different reasons, but one of them is definitely because they are way too dressed up for the crab shack.
So they all go sit by the water, and they order crab and stuff, and Wendy announces that she's had a chance to talk to Ashley, and she apologized. And Monique is like, yeah, you know, we're just all stressed and blah, blah, blah. And so Giselle's like, so how is Not for Lazy Moms?
Yeah, Monique's podcast is going well, and she's going to have a live episode, which made me sad because I miss doing our live episodes.
Yeah, I know. And we need to add some essential oils into our live shows.
Seriously, we can do that. We can definitely do that. And then, they're also pouring some Vuv, which I thought was funny given the place. Listen, I wouldn't be opposed to bring some Vuv to a crab shack, but I just loved how they were dressed up like it was New Year's Eve. And everyone else in there had like a visor on and like, you know, shirts, like it's like beaver liquor shirts, you know.
Yeah. So they order crabs, and Giselle sprays her feet, and Robin talks about, you know, I just left for a little while, and Juan was supposed to get the kids off to school, and he just let them stay home. I mean, you can't do one day.
That is kind of crazy. Like, that's not good. So, Monique's like, I know. I mean, you know, whenever I go out of town, I leave a whole staff for Chris to help him, you know? And sometimes it would just be nice if he would surprise me with a staff. why are you getting Chris a staff? Like, he does not need a staff. He is a very capable person. He's like, the reason why you're having these issues is because you are spoiling your husband. You're overdoing it.
And then Giselle's like, you just need to do that for yourself, too. Get yourself a staff. And she's like, no, I want him to surprise me. So Robin's like, yeah, well, I feel her pain because being an athlete, I mean, they have people waiting on them hand and foot. And going through what we did, you know, with all the money and stuff really changed Juan. But if they keep that money flowing, Chris might never change.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then we get to the real important part of this episode. What is the yellow stuff in crabs? Are you supposed to eat it? Is it poop?
Well, I got to the bottom of it, Ronnie. So Ashley was like, well, I thought it was a mustard. And they're like, no, it's a poop. It's poop. And she's like, but I thought it was a natural mustard. Well, you're all wrong. Well, sort of wrong.
Yeah, you told me we're supposed to eat it.
Well, here's the thing. The mustard, the yellow thing, it actually is called mustard, but it's not mustard like French's mustard, which is what Wendy's jumpsuit looked like. I looked it up, and it's basically, you can eat it, you just shouldn't eat a lot of it, because it's basically like the pancreas or whatever. It sort of absorbs a lot of the toxins, and so a lot of people find it delicious, but if you have too much of it, it's just like not advised. Lobsters have a similar thing called a tamale, okay? And you can eat the tamale, and a lot of people think it's a delicacy, but you just have to, like, don't OD, because that's what filters out all the shit that these creatures eat, so.
Okay, so it is kind of poop.
It's kind of poop, but it's not really
it's
poop.
It's a waste product.
It's definitely a waste product. It's definitely a waste like product, poop. But so it's not
they're
both, full
they're
poop.
All right, and they're all wrong. But all right, Ashley was a close, because she called it mustard, which it
she
is.
She thought it was an actual... Well, she was like, it's a natural mustard, which is funny, because mustard is, I guess, theoretically natural, because there are mustard seeds, and that's what you use to make mustard. But the way she said it made it sound like crabs naturally produce Grey Poupon inside of their stomachs. It's like, no, that's not quite right.
So then it's like horror music Grey as they all eat the poop. And Giselle just goes, tastes good to me, yeah. So Monique tells her, yeah, well, we know you don't care about presentation. We know.
Yeah.
So Karen, has Ray been missing you? She's like, I talked to him, you know. I think he's at a point in his life where he's just, he appreciates every day. You know, he's about 2 feet from the grave, and I said, I miss you. And he said, well, it's a golf day.
You know what I'm saying? He's just loves that golf. He loves it so much, more than me sometimes. That's just what being in love is about. I'm like, basically, he has worked hard for 40 years, and he is ready to retire to Florida. That was always his game plan. And now you won't let him because you want to be famous on a reality show. And you know what? Honestly, that's okay. I actually support Karen on this.
Yeah. So Wendy's like, you know, Karen isn't really a bad person. She's just a phony. And she's not honest how she feels about me. So then Candace is like, so how's Michael doing, Ashley? I totally do not want to talk about this, so I'm going to bring it up right now. How yeah. is he? And she's like, oh, you know, he had a big project closing, so they had a really fun night, and they went out, they had a boys' night, he took them to MGM, oh, it was probably so much fun.
Yeah. You know, just like good, healthy, innocent fun. And then Candace goes, Ashley, and it's like, to be continued.
Dun, dun, dun.
What will happen? So funny. Love this show. It is so good. If you're not watching Potomac, well, then you're probably not listening to this, so why am I even going to try to sell you on it? But, you know, if you know someone who's not watching it, tell them to watch it, because it's so good.
Yes, that brings us to the end of our Potomac recap. Thanks for being here, everybody. Go get your masks. Go do your stuff. You know, take care of yourselves out there. Hope you had a great holiday, and we will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay? Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.